Beloved of God, it's Monday, the 26th of September, the very last Monday of this month. I'm Father Michael, and along with the rest of the team, I want to welcome you to the God Minute. I want to especially welcome those of you who are listening for the very first time. I hope that this becomes a long and healthy relationship, that you can join this community and pray with us daily, so that you can deepen your relationship with the Lord and the many other beloved people in your life. Let's begin as we do all things, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 8, Who Are We? O Lord our God, how majestic is your name throughout all the earth.
When I contemplate the night sky, the cosmos which all unfolded from a speck, galaxies, stars, this beautiful earth,
who are we humans that you attend to us, mere mortals in our tiny corner, and you love us?
We are life come to knowing and feeling. The whole world is in our hands. Plants and animals, oceans and ice caps, rainforests, atmosphere and ecosystem.
Touch our hearts, O God. Make us worthy of this trust. Help us care for life on this beautiful earth.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I sincerely hope I'm not breaking any God Minute rules or sharing any secrets that you listeners are not supposed to know, but the strangest and most wonderful thing happened to me while I was preparing the reflection on this scripture passage. I'll try to share my story as concisely as possible, but when I get excited, my thoughts sometimes move a little faster than my mouth, so I hope you can follow me. Typically, I'm assigned a scripture passage or two on which to focus my reflections for the God Minute. I get a chapter and verse reference from the Bible and a copy of the scripture itself. Well, my assignment for today was September 26th, Matthew 7, You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He had promised. When I took a closer look at the scripture to start my reflection, I soon found that the words are not from the Gospel of Matthew. It's from Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 36. When I looked up Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, I found, "Do not judge, so that you will not be judged." Neither the verse from Matthew or from Hebrews is a part of the scripture readings for the day of today, September 26th. So my immediate thought was, ooh, somebody really messed this up. None of this stuff belongs together. When other people make mistakes, I can feel justified knowing that I'm not the only one who messes things up from time to time. Other people's mistakes sometimes help me minimize my own. It sounds kind of judgy, doesn't it? I know. I hear it too. I'm guilty, It's a sin I bring to confession regularly. The struggle is real. I judge. My dilemma lately has also been a sense of things that are slowly drifting away, like my commitment to prayer, or a closeness that I felt with God that just doesn't seem to be there right now. I choose one word every January that provides focus for the year ahead. And my focus word for 2022 was persevere. Here we are in September, and I'll be honest, in a lot of ways, it has been a challenge for me to persevere since January. I was surprised when my assignment for this month included my own focus word. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. It seemed like it was meant just for me. Here's the remarkable thing. In this happy accident of a mismatched date and scripture reference and passage, I heard God talking directly to me with a very important message, a message that I needed to hear right now, a message that has redirected me and put me back on track in my relationship with Him. I heard all the things simultaneously. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't judge. Don't give up. Follow me. Your reward will be great in heaven. The message was personal and intimate and clear. Maybe you don't need a message today about judgment of others or a push to persevere. I think the real point of my story is that God gives all of us what we need when we need it the most. He's always reaching out. He's always calling us closer. At first glance, this reflection assignment looked to me like a mess. And then when I dug deeper, when I sat with it for a bit, I found God there, and I heard God speaking directly to me. God has a message for you, and you may discover it in the most unlikely of places at a time when you least expect it, but when you need it the most. May our ears be open to hear it. May our eyes be open to see it. And may our hearts be always open to receive it.
For our general intention today, let's pray that all of us become more aware of God's working in our lives. Along with all of our other intentions, we raise our voice to God and pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, You have given us many blessings in unexpected ways. Help us to hear Your direction today in our own lives. Whatever way You choose to reveal Yourself to us today, help us to be aware of You. Help us to recognize, yes, this is a gift from God, so that we might continue to raise our voices in praise of You and bless our brothers and sisters with Your redirection of our lives. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
St. Vincent de Paul.
Pray for us.
Blessed Mark Anthony Durando.
Pray for us.
Before we conclude, as part of our September Spirit Month, we are also working to grow our social media community. So, if you have Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, we invite you to follow our God Minute accounts. There are a handful of unique resources on each of these pages and a beautiful community of believers to engage with. We're also currently running a few contests, so you can visit our Facebook or Instagram pages to learn more and enter to win some cool God Minute gift baskets. We got some great stuff in there. Brothers and sisters, thanks so much for joining us today in prayer. Again, welcome to those of you who are listening for the very first time. It's always such a privilege to add to our number and know the power of prayer supporting each one of us in our needs and blessings. In the meantime, take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow.